Okay. Thank you for showing up in person and so many people. So it's actually my first time at FOSDEM, and I think it's super excited to see so many people and coming back to conferences, but also such a crowded conference. So I mean, the talks previously were super full. Now it's almost half full or half empty, depending on how you look at it. And even for such supposedly boring topics like a sovereign cloud, I mean, that's immediately sparked associations with state and GDPR, I mean, all the cookies that you have to click away. So sounds boring at first, but I think there's also some value in it. And I think there's a journey where open source can help to make a sovereign cloud come to life, or like look at some aspects of it. This is me. I go by the name DoRandom on GitHub and on social media. 3 days ago, I changed roles. So now I'm in sales again, yikes, for as a managed OpenShift black belt. So I'm still looking at a little bit at the cloud topic. OpenShift is like a cloud on a cloud. Before that, I worked quite some time on AI ops in the office of the CTO. And the last thing that I did for 2 years now is imagining or revisiting open source now in the age of cloud, and seeing how open source principles can also apply to operations. So we're going to look at the Operate First community cloud. Why do we need a community of practice around operations? What does this community cloud look like? And also, where is it? So I think this will be it's not really a hands-on talk, but you can take things away. You can, if Wi-Fi works for you, you can log into the cloud right now, and I hope to see you in some of the meetups or in the community after that, because it's really open to anybody who wants to learn something about operations or wants to teach something about operations. So, when I first heard the term sovereign cloud, like I said, it sparked the sovereign, the king, who has now also occupied the cloud. And I put it into my favorite search engine, and it immediately came up with a lot of definitions on sovereign cloud. There was one from VMware, some from Telecom, and they all looked at different aspects. And these days, in case you're not living under a rock, everybody's talking about ChatGPT, so I thought maybe let's talk to this AI who already read all the definitions for me and ask it about sovereign cloud. And this is just the end of my conversation, so I wanted to highlight the differences between the noun and the adjective sovereign. And the noun sovereign refers to a person or entity that holds supreme power and authority, while the adjective sovereign describes something that is supreme or superior in rank. That still sounds not really friendly to me. Like, do I really want something that is in supreme power over me? And why should I care about this then? But is there also a notion of independence in that adjective? Because that's what I always thought about when thinking about it a little bit. And ChatGPT came up with this, that there's a notion of independence in the adjective to be described. Sovereign means to be independent, not subject to control by any other person or entity, which if you think about it, that also implements if you have supreme power, then you can also move away. And having the highest degree of power and authority. The term emphasizes the idea of self-governance and supreme power within a given context. And the context seems to be cloud. So when I look at sovereign cloud, at least in my small worldview, it means I have the power to move away, I have the power to control stuff, and I have that largest amount of independence. And that seems at first contradictory to that business model that we saw in previous talks, right? So somebody, a nice definition of a cloud is I'm running stuff on somebody else's computers. So that doesn't seem to be like a lot of freedom because I have some lock-in. But actually, open source led a path away from lock-in. So I think it's important that we apply these open source principles also to operations. And if you these days look at a cloud, is it really open? I mean, it's built on open source software. You get your RDS or some other product, and underneath, yes, it's running MySQL, it's running Elastic, it's running all that open source stuff. But you're still tied to that experience that the cloud provider imposes on you. If you want to rebuild that with open source solutions, you can do it. It's looking pretty complicated. So you need to master a lot of these technologies. You need to stick them together. And there's a reason for why people defer to the cloud, because they are interested in the workload. They just want to swipe their credit card and consume and build away their applications. So, but I think the last speaker put it really, or the previous speaker put it really nice, that lock-in to be defined as a product of cost and the likelihood that something is going away. So you have to deal with that stuff. But open source somehow, actually go to this slide here, so open source actually showed a way out of this